This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A Grand Junction pediatrician remains stuck in Gaza after arriving for humanitarian work last week. Dr. Barbara Zind spoke with CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Dr. Zind was supposed to spend 3 days in Gaza working with the Palestine Children's Relief Fund, but now can't leave after Israel bombed Gaza's border with Egypt. She says it's frustrating not being able to give medical aid to civilians injured in the fighting.
We were near a hospital. I would love to run over to that hospital and just help, but, you know, I can't.
Zin says she hopes the border is reopened so humanitarian aid can come in and aid workers like her can escape. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The El Paso County Coroner's Office is helping to identify some of the more than 100 improperly stored human bodies discovered at a Penrose funeral home last week. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The agency is assisting the Fremont County coroner in what is expected to be a lengthy investigation. KKTV reports El Paso County Coroner Leon Kelly said his office is one of many Colorado counties involved in the process. Kelly said their goal is to identify individuals and release them to their families as efficiently as possible. A criminal investigation into the funeral home is ongoing. The Penrose Parks and Rec Department is holding a candlelight vigil for the area and affected families this weekend. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The National Forest Foundation's looking for a contractor to reconstruct the trail leading to Glenwood Canyon's iconic Hanging Lake. A 2021 mudslide that started in the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar caused significant damage to the lake and the surrounding area. While the trail's since reopened, efforts to renovate it to protect against future natural disasters are expected to start this spring. In the central mountains today, snow is expected through tomorrow, actually, outside of Aspen. Independence Pass is temporarily closed due to a winter storm. CDOT says the safety closure should last through tomorrow. This is CPR News.